A vote is expected tomorrow in the Republican-led New Hampshire House on a proposed state budget. The two-year, $11.9 billion spending plan has its share of critics, with Democrats arguing it doesn't go far enough. The budget eliminates a proposal by Governor Chris Sununu to expand full-day kindergarten. But there is resistance among Republicans as well, who believe the budget's price tag is too high. J.R. Hall is a Republican from Dunbarton and a member of the New Hampshire House Freedom Caucus. I spoke with him earlier this morning. You were at the budget presentation to House lawmakers yesterday. Did you hear anything from leaders in your party who support this plan that changed your mind?
Nothing. My concern, and I was one of the last people to stand up and ask questions of the chairman of House Finance, was the bill pretends to cut $219 million, but during that discussion, he acknowledged that the plan is to bring those funds in later on through the fiscal committee. I don't think that's honest, and it's not something the House has done in the more recent future or recent past. I'd like to see those funds put in there, and if we're going to make cuts elsewhere.
Yeah, your group calls this a quote, bloated budget filled with accounting gimmicks. What specifically needs to change in the plan for you to vote yes?
Well, I think the overall dollar value at $11.9 billion for the biennium is probably close to the right number. My issue is there's $219 million of phony cuts, and those are monies that are planned to come in from the federal government. So that's not – we're actually talking about a $12.1 billion budget right now. And until Concord is ready to make the needed cuts to spending and – in the general fund, the one area that we have complete control over, which is up about 10% right now, 10.5% above the last budget for that one fund alone. That's the area we can go make some changes.
What cuts specifically would you like to see?
Well, what we're talking about is a 1% efficiency cut in every department, okay, would net over $120 million. So if you're looking for $200 million, it's a 1.5% change to each department's budget. It's not a huge change overall, but it would solve the issue of these phony cuts to make the budget look a lot smaller or appear smaller.
Have Republican House leaders reached out to your caucus at all to try to and address some of your concerns and get you on board? Has there been any communication?
So yesterday, the speaker pulled me out of the budget hearing, and we sat in the back of the room and talked, and I explained that some of us wanted to see tax cuts. There are no tax cuts in this budget. Revenues have gone up, but it's time to take a look at the interest and dividends tax. There's a lot of retired folks out there living on interest and dividends type incomes, to move it down from maybe 5% to 4%, to raise the ceiling. Or raise the floor, I guess is the right term, at which point you have to file. Currently, that's $2,400, maybe making that $10,000 instead, to give some of these families who are living on fixed incomes or almost fixed incomes in their retirement years a better shot of continuing to make the payments for taxes and just living.
So what was that communication like? I mean, was there any back and forth with that?
He was trying to figure out how to make these germane. His initial reaction was, I'm not going to rule these germane since there's no tax cuts in the budget. There may be a way to make changes to both HB1 and HB2 at the same time. So I've left it up to the speaker whether he wants to play ball and make these changes or not. That's entirely up to him.
If this budget fails, are you at all concerned about political implications? You know, voters could see this as a sign that Republicans are too fractured to lead in Concord.
So budget failing in the House just changes how the budget gets processed. At the end of the day, state government is going to continue to run. What it does is it forces the House leadership to give up their ability to negotiate at the final budget passage, which is June. So the budget has multiple steps. The government starts with the governor and the agency heads, goes to the House, it goes to the Senate, and then ultimately the final budget is worked out in the committee's conference week between House leadership and Senate leadership. If the budget, quote, fails, unquote, what has effectively happened is the Speaker and his leadership team have lost a significant ability to negotiate in that final passage.
So as it stands right now, you plan to vote no tomorrow?
I plan to vote no tomorrow.
Representative J.R. Hull, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.